movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's a short week. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday we talk to our friend Nick Johnston, TV and film writer for Vinyland.com. And I feel like the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, going into this big long weekend, this is when I think everyone's going to consume the most content, right, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great time to go out to your local movie theater because there are a plethora of releases hitting this week. I mean, just genuinely, it's like you got, you know, your Thanksgiving buffet laid out in front of you. It's just instead of that, it's you know, various tales at the cinema. But this week we're doing all theatrical releases, including one that's from a streamer, but somehow wound up in the mix. And I think we're gonna have a pretty fun time. It's a weird Thanksgiving at the movies.
Nice.
So yeah, since we went kid friendly and kid focused last week, we're gonna ignore Strange World, which is the big Disney release that came out today, just simply because I absolutely know nothing about it, aside from the fact that it's got a cute alien and a cute dog in it. All right. Well, first up, we have a Korean War fighter pilot drama. That's J.D. Dillard's Devotion, which is a really swell little movie. It's the story of the first black Navy airman who served in the Korean War and who later had a friendship with his wingman, who that wound up being sort of pivotal for him. I don't want to spoil too much. I mean, it's all history, so you can look in the books and find out what you need to know. But I'll tell you is that it's a fantastically acted movie starring Jonathan Majors and Glenn Powell. And the two of them have such intense charisma. I mean, Glenn Powell was already in Top Gun Maverick this year and carried over from Top Gun Maverick. The stunt coordinator who did all the aerial stunts in that film actually did all the ones for Devotion as well.
Nice.
So if you really want to make your dad cry over this Thanksgiving, I highly recommend taking him to see this because, boy, it's you're going to have some very masculine tears strolling down
nice.
His face. Yeah, so that hit theaters today, along with all the other films on this list. And, so next up, we have a highly anticipated sequel to a movie that just everybody wants, you know, more of. I saw it back at TIFF. I wasn't particularly the world's biggest fan of it. You might like Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, which is the latest installment in the adventures of Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig, as he's lured off to a private island where mysteries and murders abound. It also stars Janelle Monáe and Edward Norton and Dave Bautista and, you know, Catherine Hahn, all these different great actors. And so your mileage might vary. I really liked the first Knives Out, and this is wasn't what I was hoping for, but you know, it's really hard to be really harsh about something that I know people are really going to enjoy. So I hope you have a great time when you go out and see it. Netflix made a limited time deal with the major theaters to show this in theaters for a week. So if you want to get a rush on, go out to your local AMC or Regal or Cinemark or whatever, and you can see it for a week starting today. So and it'll be on Netflix in December, I think right around Christmas time. I think December 23rd is the streaming release date. So if really want to make sure they recoup some of that hundreds of millions of dollars they spent on acquiring the rights to the Knives Out franchise, then you can do your part and pay your $10 to $15.
There you go.
All right. And so finally, we've got a bit of a esoteric choice, which is one of my favorite movies of the year, frankly, which is Luca Guadagnino's Bones and All, which is a sort of art housey young adult fiction, but also horror movie, but also like road trip drama, starring Taylor Russell and Timothy Chalamet as a pair of fine young cannibals. And yes, I did make that pun in my review as well. And basically it's about this young girl who's looking for her mother and also happens to like the taste of human flesh, who meets up with another cannibal played by Chalamet, who the pair of them go on a road trip together while they're being pursued by this other cannibal who is played by a very, very, very creepy Mark Rylance.
Wow.
And I loved every second of it. It is an intense but also very laconic and fun, you know, little movie. It's got, you know, it's like My Own Private Idaho if you crossed it with some good old Dario Argento. And boy, I think people are going to be both horrified and you know, really compelled by this one. And that's in theaters today as well. It should have a pretty wide release, so you don't have to worry about, I think, traveling to New York or L.A. to see it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, perfect. So it looks like some people got some stuff to watch this weekend. I know a lot of people who go to the movies as a tradition on Thanksgiving and this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I definitely do my best to hit up the movie theater, at least when I'm with my parents and everybody else. You know, it's one of the great times you can get out and just you know, relax a little bit while you're, you know, you've spent the last couple of days defrosting a turkey in cold water for God knows how long, you know,
right.
12 hours or whatever. And it's just a nice break from the fact that you might give your entire family food poisoning. So, yeah.
All right. So exactly. whatever you're watching this weekend, everybody, have a good time and have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, Nick.
Yeah, you have one too, Kevin. And to all the people out there in Radioland, have a lovely Thanksgiving and make sure you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Nice, yes.
You'll see a giant Daniel Craig balloon this year for Knives Out or whatever.
Nice. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Kevin.